Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim on the topic of the Parsha, Shabbos, and Shemitah. As we are zocha this year to be in the Shnas HaShemitah. How amazing is that? Super duper amazing. And we're going to be learning Mitzvah Shem Parshas B'Shalach. Again, this is based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Rav Hadari. זכרונו לברכה. שלוש הצלעות במשולש שאנו עוסקים בו, השבת, השמיטה והפרשה, מתעטרות הפעם בכתר מופלא, כתר השירה, שירת היום בפרשה, ומכאן שמה מיוחד של השבת, שבת שירה. שירת השבת שמקורה באדם הראשון, שהתחיל משורר ומזמר, ואומר המנון לשבת, כך במדרש. ושירת הארץ היא שירת השמיטה, היא שירת האילנות בראש השנה לאילן, הוא יום ט"ו בשבט, והרי לחלק מן הפוסקים 15 בשבט, הוא אף ראש השנה לפירות השביעית. עיין במועדים בהלכה, בעמוד קפ"ה. So we're talking about Shabbos Shemit in the Parsha, and Parshas B'Shalach, we have the Keser of Shira. We have Shiras Hayom in the Parsha. That's why it's called Shabbos Shira. Shiras HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos, all starts with Adam, who sang a hymn for Shabbos in the Medrash Shochar Tov Tzadi Beis. And the song of the land is the song of Shemitah, which is the song of the trees on Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos, Yom Tu B'Shvat, and according to some poskim, the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah, for Peres Shviz, is also Tu B'Shvat. Shiras Hayom and Shiras Shabbos are rooted in a Kum Aseh, get up and say Shira, with a being aroused to act. However, the song of the land in the Shemitah year has a big question. The whole foundation of resting is refraining, is shev ve'al ta'aseh, v'shaveta ha'aretz. So what is the song about? Why the song in the seventh year? There are two types of shiros. There is a shira which is rooted in hatmada, shigra, retzef, b'chukiyut ha'zoremet be'arutz ha'teva, pan zeh, who in Yanoshel Perek, Shira. There's a Shira that is rooted in Hasmada, constancy, Shigra is the routine, Retzef, continuum, in the Chukiyut, in the laws, that Zoremet, that flow in the channel of nature. That's Perek Shira. So explains the Baal HaIkrim in Maimur Gimel Perek Aleph. Amiras Shira de Adoimim Atzomeach Achai. Shemaim says, Eretz Omeret, Tishaim Omrim, Uvalei Chaim Omrim. Vilu Hashira Acheret, that's all of the nature is singing, and that's constant. There's another Shira, Yisoda B'Mufla, B'Charig, B'Nisi, B'Tparcut Shela Altavi L'Toch HaShigra HaRetzufa. In one, something wondrous, something out of the ordinary, something miraculous, the breaking through of the supernatural into the natural. V'shtei ha'shirot halalu, shorash l'shoni v'ra'ayoni achad. These two shiros have one common linguistic and thematic root. So understands the Sfasemes in Lekutim on page 9, and in Shmos, on page 65, Lashon Shir is Milashon Choma, Kav Shur, Lashon Benot Sadele Shur is a wall, a line that keeps going, Shira, Shura. V'hu inyan Ashir, Shehu Leviim Omrim B'Mikdash B'chol Yom V'Yom. אולם הקו והשורה הללו נמתחים ונמשכים למקורה מעל טבעי, ומשם הם מעלים צללי שירה חדשה, שירת ההתחדשות.
So
So we have the shir of the Levim, that's the daily shir. And then it keeps going, this line, this shura, this shira, to what's altivi, to what's supernatural. And then it comes to the new shira, to the shir of Ischachus. These two panim of shira, these two faces of shira, are alluded to in the kfelut hamitpa'elet shebishirat hayam. Micha mocha ba'ilim, Chazal say be'ilmim. That's a shira ilemet, nisteret, tevit. Ilmim means mute. Who is like you in the mute ones? There's a shira. This is in the shira. There's a shira of that's silent, that's hidden, that's natural. Micha mocha ne'dar ba'kodesh norati iloto sefele. V'mishor asiyat ha'plaim niftach ha'pel omar tila v'shira. I'm in the realm of wonders, the mouth opens to say praise, to say song. Norati hilot, awesome in praise. That's the shira that the Jewish people said alayam. So that's what the Sfasemis is of Ikra 85, page 85. So we have the Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Be'ilmim. That's the shira of nature. That's hidden. Because you're not blown away by it. And then there's the Micha Mocha Nedel Ba'Kodesh Nora Tilot Ose Pele. That's the wonder. That's wow. Shirat Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Be'ilmim. Hi Shirat Yimei HaMa'aseh Hanagat HaTeva Vilu Zemer. Ne'edari Ba'Koach Ba'Kodesh. Hu Shirat Shabbat. So we have the daily Yimei HaMa'aseh. That's the Ilmim. Nature. The 6 days of the week. And then you have the Shira of Shabbos. Ne'edari Ba'Kodesh. Ne'edar Ba'Kodesh. That's the Shira of Shabbos. That's the Anhag El Yonah. When Hashem sat in his Kisei Kavodah, like the Medrash says. Writes the Sfasemes in Vayikra on page 195. Kemalachei Asharet. Ki Bemet Gam HaTachtonim Shluchav Shel Makom Hem. Rak Hefresh Hu Shehamalach. I'm sorry, I lost my place. Kishinitala, back to Kishinitala v'yashav al kisei kvodo. Hare yom ha'shvi mishabech ve'omer. Mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbat. Then there's the special shir of Shabbos, the Anhag El Yonah. V'lachein patach adam harishon v'amar mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbat. Kishinitgala lo sod olam ha'tshuva. Olam ha'anaga altivit, because Shabbos is supernatural. And therefore, another Marishan saw he could do tshuva. He said, "Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, because Shabbos is the supernatural." Shira zo yakduma, shemimena nimshechet veolechet shirat shigrat hakiyum yahayikum. This shira is the primordial shira. From this continues the song of the routine of the universe. So we have the higher shira of Shabbos and then the lower shira of the Yimei HaMa'aseh. It's rooted in the higher shira and the supernatural shira. And that's then we have the daily shira, like the shira of the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash. Yitera al kol ha-shirot halalu shirat ha-aretz b'shnat ha-shvi'it. Above all of these shiros, you have the song of the land in the seventh year. During the 6 years, the earth says shira. Miknaf Haaretz zmirot shamanu. From the end of the earth, we heard zmiros. Kchu mizimrat haaretz. Like Rabbi Nachman says, this is what Yaakov told his sons. Kchu mizimrat haaretz. The land has a zemer. The earth is singing. Hanitzanim neru baaretz. Et hazamir higia. The sprouts are seen in the earth. The time of song has come. Zamir, not pruning. Song! When you have the good song, and we know that today, there's a hashpa. Music is mashpia on the olam atzomech, on the world of vegetation. And that's the zemer of shigra yotzeret. So it does create. The song creates the growth of the earth. Miknaf ha'aretz, from the edge of the earth. Zmirot shamana, we've heard song. There's a song that comes up from the earth. Chumizimrat ha'aretz, the song of the earth. This earth has a song. And when things grow, that's what makes the song. Hanitzanim naru ba'aretz, because eta zemir igia, because of the zemer of the aretz, the vegetation grows. So that's shikra yotzeret. However, what happens in the seventh year? Ulam b'shmita darshu giborei koach osei dvaro b'shomrei shviita katuv medaber. They are men of power. They do God's word. This is talking about those people who keep shvius. Roe sadeu v'karmo bu v'shotek. Wow, what power! They see their land, their field, their vineyard lying fallow, and they are silent. Hu hu agibor hakovesh et yetzer shirat admato. That is the powerful man, the hero, who captures agibor hakovesh et yetzero. He captures the yetzer of the song of the earth, that he's willing to be silent and say, "No, I don't have to hear your song. There's going to be no song. I'm not going to work the earth." Lo matzati laguf. I haven't found, like it says in Pirkei Avos, I haven't found for the body. The body means the earth. Tov mishtika, better than silence. From that silence of the seventh year of not working the land. Ayin b'svat emet parshat bahar. Tafrei samach gimel. Al dmama ilait zo, kotev b'musar ha-kodesh, shebegramata. Maran Arav says in page 274 in Musar HaKodesh, because of this, olamot rabim holchim v'nivnim, shirot nizgavot mitnasot b'sikot sham. Many worlds are built and sublime songs are elevated to the peak and pinnacle of their holiness. So what do we have here? We have Shabbos Shira. We have the Shira of the 6 days. Of the Levium, of the Shigra. We have the Shira of Shabbos, the supernatural Shira. We have Shvius, that the earth is normally singing. And then in the seventh year, we overpower our Yetzer to hear the song of the earth, to see the vegetation growing, to see and hear the Nitzanim nir'u ba'aretz et ha-zamir higia miknaf ha'aretz zmirot shamanu. To overcome that desire to hear the song of the earth and to not work the earth. And because of this silence, says Maran HaRav in Musar HaKodesh, wow, these divine elevated songs are reach their pinnacle. Songs that are well beyond this world. Hadvarim smechim Baruch Hashem. And anachnu namshich hala bezrat Hashem. Basidra Muflaza. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.